Okay. Good having you here.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
You're a good talker, and you get a rich smile on your face.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Denise. Denise Lockwood, Racine County Eye. Now to read Racine County Eye, you go to racinecountyeye.com. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, is county spelled out or just C-O?
It's C-O-U-N-T-Y. Yep.
Okay. Spell it out. RacineCountyEye.com. RacineCountyEye.com. Thanks again for being here. I do appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. It's 8 o'clock at WRJN right on the noggin. Let's check our news of the morning, see what's going on. Huh?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The lead up to the Labor Day weekend has the presidential candidates and their running mates in full speed ahead mode. Correspondent Nancy Cordes begins our coverage from Savannah, Georgia.
Southeastern Georgia is Republican territory, but Vice President Harris and her running mate Tim Walz are rolling through anyway. Polls show Harris has pulled even with former President Trump in this battleground state. So far, she has stayed mum on the controversy over her opponent's visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Monday. Defense officials tell CBS News that some Trump staffers got, quote, aggressive when a cemetery official tried to prevent them from bringing a campaign photographer onto the grounds.
A new FBI report sheds more light on the 20-year-old gunman who tried to kill Donald Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania last month. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has the details.
They say he did not have a left-wing or right-wing ideology. Encountering conspiracy theories, the FBI says its investigations continue to indicate there was no second shooter, no accomplice, and so far, no clear motive.
This is the second day of what Israel calls a counter-terrorism operation in the occupied West Bank. The military says it's killed five Palestinian fighters in a shootout at a mosque today. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer.
The IDF and our security forces are operating in Tulkarem, Jenin, and other places from which murderous attacks have been launched. We will fight to eliminate terrorism wherever it emerges.
A former elected official in Las Vegas convicted of murdering a reporter who wrote negative stories about him. Robert Tellis quickly sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 20 years. Clark County District Attorney Steve Wilson says the verdict sends a message.
Any attempts to silence the media or to silence or intimidate a journalist will not be tolerated.
The Supreme Court has paused part of President Biden's student loan forgiveness program to allow more time for lawsuits to make their way through lower courts. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona tells CBS Mornings.
We're going to continue fighting for borrowers. There are millions of Americans right now that need a little bit of support. College debt shouldn't be a life sentence.
A big night for Shohei Ohtani and his fans at Dodger Stadium. He led off a matchup with the Orioles with a home run after his dog Decoy fetched the ceremonial first pitch. Fans lined up 7 hours ahead of the game to be the first 40,000 to get Ohtani bobbleheads. L.A. beat the Orioles 6-4. S&P futures are up 16. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Microsoft has gotten approval to build an additional 2 million square feet of data center space in Mount Pleasant. The expansion will nearly double their current development plans. Racine is mourning the loss of former Mayor Jim Smith, who served the city for 18 years as both an alderman and mayor. Current Mayor Corey Mason has ordered flags to be flown at half staff in honor of Smith's service. Despite the DOT temporarily suspending work, several major roads in southeastern Wisconsin will still be disrupted during the Labor Day weekend. Drivers should expect closures and lane reductions on various highways in Milwaukee, Racine, and Walworth counties. Racine County will hold a series of listening sessions to discuss a proposed 0.5% sales tax. The first session will be held in the town of Norway on the 9th, with additional sessions planned for Burlington, Caledonia, and Union Grove. A $450 million downtown redevelopment project in Kenosha's Harbor District will begin after Labor Day. It'll start with a five-story apartment building. Eventually, it'll include a nine-block revitalization featuring residential, commercial, and public spaces. And school starts next week for Racine and Kenosha Unified kids, but two Racine schools are in the spotlight today. There are ribbon-cutting events unveiling the renovations at Jerstedt Agri-Home and at Starbuck International. The first event is at 3:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Big inning leads to a big win in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. The Brewers used a 5-run fifth inning to win 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants Wednesday night. William Contreras hit a 2-run home run in the inning, while Freddy Peralta struck out 8 in 6 innings of work as Milwaukee climbed to 20 games over 500. The series finale is Thursday afternoon. The Green Bay Packers cut their roster down to 53 this week, including making some big decisions at kicker and running back. General Manager Brian Gutekunst said the roster's talent made it difficult to make cuts.
This is a really tough, you know, 3-4 days for everybody involved. It's not easy to go through this process and then make these decisions. But more importantly, you got a lot of young men in there that have put a ton of work into this. And to kind of have to, you know, tell them you don't want to move on, but just by rules, you have to. And so it's really tough.
The Packers open the season a week from tomorrow against the Eagles in Brazil. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today, our high 77 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, some thunderstorms late tonight, our low 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, then clearing by late afternoon with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
No reason at all. Like, you pick up your mail, you go in your house, you realize you have a letter for a neighbor. You ever just look at the letter and go, looks like they're never getting this. Take too much energy to go back outside. You might like stick it on a bureau. I'm gonna get that to them later on. Right now, I gotta watch some Love Connection. I got some new host on there. You ever have one thing to do all day, but you just can't get yourself to do it? I gotta go to the post office. But I'd probably have to put on pants. They're only open till 5. I'm gonna have to do that next week. Have a little more free time. I never have free time. Yeah, I don't know about you. Whenever I go to the, you ever go to the cash machine? There's two people in line in front of you. You get kind of flustered. You're like, forget it. I'm not standing here for 40 seconds. I got things to do. Okay. Sometimes being lazy can get you in trouble, you know? Like, you ever not take a shower all weekend? Just lounging around, then you're running late for work on Monday? Oh, no. So is one person at work, something smells like smoke in here. I went to a barbecue on Friday night. Only had 48 hours to take a shower. It's kind of busy.
You're coming down the street. I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go. She'll never show. She hurt me so much inside.
satisfied, and I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
From Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Satisfaction, one of the greatest rock and roll songs in history, huh? Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:14, cloudy, 71 degrees now at Radio Park. It says mostly sunny today in our forecast. We'll see. Highs near 77 degrees. We'll see if that comes to fruition. A woman in Montana was missing in the wilderness for 4 days and got herself rescued by kicking her pants off and waving them around when she saw a helicopter overhead. Once they spotted her, she panicked, because she didn't think she'd be able to get her pants back on before they landed. She did.
There's a place up ahead and I'm gone.
up around the band CCR.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Pardon me for stepping on you there. You know, people say, I don't want to be single. I want to get married. You know, there are some benefits to being single. All right, you spend 4 to 5 hours less doing chores every week. You get 30 more minutes of sleep a night. You don't have to lie about your finances because 35% of couples who combine finances admit that's all they argue about all the time. Finances. So, hey, maybe it's not so bad being single, huh?
November 21st, 2021. The Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. A holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
is Twist and Shout at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. There's a concierge app. It's called Myria. It's in the news because it's only for the super wealthy. Now, the people who run it can get you to any event, at the last minute or plan elaborate trips for you. But you have to have a net worth of at least $30 million to join. Membership, $30,000 a year. Must be nice to have that kind of money to throw around, eh? $30 million and $30,000 to join. And I have trouble coming up with the $49 a year to join AAA, eh? The Grassroots, Temptation Eyes, 824. Cloudy, 71 degrees now at Radio Park. Local news, timeless hits.
She's got something that moves my soul. And she knows I'd love to love her. But she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation eyes. Improving my soul. Temptation eyes. You've got to love me. Got to love me tonight. Got to love me, baby, yeah. Oh, well, that innocence is just a game, but just the same.
Just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Well, I'm hurt.
She's mad.
local news and timeless hits with Manfred Mann. Do what did it dum did it do? All right. He also had another band, Manfred Mann's Earth Band. After it was a little kind of different. It wasn't exactly the do what did it kind. Got a poll here. They asked people how many pair of underwear they pack when they go on a 6-day trip. 22% of people said, 6-day trip, I pack six, one for each day. But 13% said less than that. And as you can imagine, mostly men said that. Remember what your mom said. My mom said this too, by the way. Make sure you're wearing clean underwear in case you get hit by a car. It's always good to know mom was putting putting everything in order of importance. Eh? It's 8:30 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Let's get some of that news right now.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 activity is running high in parts of Wisconsin. That's based on wastewater data, hospital admissions, and lab testing. State epidemiologist Tom Haupt says late summer COVID spikes are now the norm.
That could be due to the fact that people's immunity is starting to wane from last fall's vaccinations or have been infected before.
The new booster shot is rolling out, and Haupt says it should be effective against the current strains going around. Governor Evers' changes to school spending in the state budget will stand. Dane County Judge Steve Adelke ruled this week the changes Evers made are allowed under state law. Evers used his partial veto to transform spending on school literacy into a general spending increase for the Department of Public Instruction. He also cut grants for school vouchers and private schools. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A series of listening sessions will take place across Racine County to discuss a sales tax. Being discussed is a proposed 0.5% sales tax that could generate $20 million annually for property tax relief and essential services. The tax is expected to cost the average resident $126 a year, while potentially offering $150 to $200 in property tax credits. The town of Norway has a session on the 9th. With others planned later in the month in Burlington, Caledonia, and Union Grove. It's Milwaukee's top cop, but his letter to the community yesterday could also include Racine. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman released a letter to the community appealing for public involvement in addressing youth crime. In his message, Norman highlighted recent arrests of teenagers as young as 11 for serious offenses, including armed robbery and a car theft. The chief is calling on youth organizations, parents, and faith leaders to intervene and help educate young people. Kenosha's Harbor District is getting ready for a major transformation. A $450 million downtown redevelopment project kicks off after Labor Day. The first phase includes a five-story apartment building. Eventually, it'll include a nine-block revitalization featuring residential, commercial, and public spaces. Completion of the first building is expected in early 2026. And two Racine schools are set to unveil their renovations with special ribbon-cutting events today. The public can take part, starting with ceremonies at Gerstad Agar Home at 3:30. An event will follow at 4:45 at the new Starbuck International. School starts next week for kids in Racine and Kenosha Unified. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy today, our high 77 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, some thunderstorms late tonight, our low 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, then clearing by late afternoon with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
My parents are great. They always wanted us to experience different things. We spent a lot of time out in the yard, too. My parents would just send us out in the yard every once in a while for no reason. Okay, kids, out in the yard. Okay. Run out there. Stay out in the yard. Okay. Didn't know what to do. Just looking around. You know, we're 4 years old. Come up with a good activity. You know, we're like sitting in mud. Is this a good activity? One of our activities was making bike ramps out in the street, because that's where all the cars are. You put a cement block out in the middle of the road, you angle a piece of wood up to it, and the object was for one kid to get on his bike, ride as fast as he could, and see how high he could go. And that's as far as we planned. It wasn't until the first kid was like flipping in the air. What happens now? We don't know. He hit a mailbox. We had a bunch of 9-year-old paramedics running up. We didn't know what to do. We get up there. Oh, get some leaves. You do what you can. Hey, Hey, that was the easy part. The hard part was being the kid that got sent in first to calm mom down before you dragged in the actual banged up brother. Everything's fine. I just wanted to run in at full speed. And, oh, you know Kevin. Okay, of course, okay. Well, you know how, like, his right arm, usually it bends. Usually it would bend like that. Okay, it's not bending like that right now.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing.
Local news from Tamla Sands with Blue Swede, hooked on a feeling at WRJN. We just played that comedy bit from Brian Regan when he was talking about they decided they're going to build a ramp in the middle of the street, have a kid ride his bike up on the ramp, and when the kid's flipping around and breaks his arm, somebody had to go home and tell the mother, here's your kid. Something similar happened to me when I was a kid. We had this hill down the street from us. That was on the road. It was, you know, regular street, but it was on a hill. So we all had these, like, soapbox cars we built. And I was only a little kid. I was about 8 years old, maybe 7 or 8 years old. And they needed somebody lightweight. So we're going to have a race. And what you did was you had a big stick, and you pushed the back of the soapbox car down the hill, and there were no brakes on it, but you had to make a quick turn before you hit the curb at the bottom of the street because it was like a perpendicular thing. And I remember my brother said, all right, Donald, you get in the car. And I got in the car, the soapbox car, and they're pushing me and I'm going fast. And I got to the bottom just before the curb, and I turned it too sharp and I flipped over. And I remember my whole world was turning upside down. And all I remember was everything hurt. And I looked at I was wearing shorts. I looked and there was just blood dripping everywhere down my leg. My arm was torn to shreds. And I just started crying. I was petrified. I thought, am I alive? And my brother didn't take me home. He said, you better go home to mom. You got to help me. I look like I just came out of a car wreck. And he didn't know. I got home and my mother let my brother have it. How did you ever think of putting him in one of those things and pushing him down a hill with no brakes? And so I'm listening to that Brian Regan thing, and I said, that happened to me. I never broke an arm, but I was kind of banged up after I got done. I still have the scar on the side of my leg from that day. And that was about 8 years old. My brother, what possessed him to do that to me, huh? Wow.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
Before I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new
Catch the Brewers at American Family Field before summer slips away. Enter the WRJN Big Deals Pennant Race Sweepstakes for your chance to win four club-level tickets. See the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks Saturday, September 21st. Just go to WRJN.com, click on that Big Deals tab, and follow the simple pop-up instructions. There's no purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends Friday, September 13th. So again, just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and enter. You could be winning four club-level tickets to see the Brewers take on the Diamondbacks Saturday, September 21st. WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewers baseball, of course, right? Hey, we're going to have a mostly sunny day. I know it doesn't look like it now, but we're going to have it. Highs near 77 degrees today. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Sunny Saturday. Sunny Sunday. Sunny on Labor Day. I love it. Cloudy and 71 right now at Radio Park.
People say I'm the life of the party because I tell a joke or two.
And Tracks of My Tears at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Got a poll here. They found 40% of us have dated a coworker before. And the employee is most likely to have a workplace romance. You'll never guess it. The folks in HR, that's right, your coworkers in human resources, are more likely than any other group to flirt with employees, have a crush on a coworker, have dreams about a colleague, or have a romantic relationship at work. Who'd have thunk it? The folks at HR.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you or a loved one facing a serious illness? Feel better, worry less with Hospice Alliance's Supportive Care Management. It's a special kind of palliative care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
This Labor Day Sunday, be part of a time-honored tradition to support our wounded veterans. Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter proudly presents its 21st annual car show from 8 to 3 at Petrifying Springs Park. Gear up for classic cars, tasty food at the beer garden, live music, and thrilling raffles like the 50-50. Also, don't miss the special ceremony at noon that honors severely wounded warriors. Spend this Labor Day Sunday with family, friends, and fellow car enthusiasts. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Petrifying Springs Park.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRJN, two girls for every boy. I've got a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Surf City, here we go. You know it's not very cherry, it's a goldie but a goodie. Surf City, here we go. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go.
WRJN.
Starting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on WRJN College Football. That's right. The Badgers will welcome Western Michigan to play at Camp Randall Stadium. You can hear all the action right here at WRJN. It kicks off tomorrow night with the pregame at 6 o'clock. Oh, man, I can't believe we're playing college football already. Summer's over. All right, college football. The Badgers kick off their opening game tomorrow night. 6 o'clock, a rare Friday game for the Badgers here on WRJN. Speaking about college football, in this survey, 60% of college football fans said they'd excommunicate friends or family members who root for other teams for the entire season if it gave their team a shot at the championship. So you would blow your family away just so your team can have a shot at the championship, huh? Yeah, it's nice to know where we stand. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Cindy's on vacation. We've got Chris Morrow coming in until baseball time this afternoon, which is 12:35. And after the game, you've got Kurt Ballman. It's all happening right here at WRJN Local News. And Timeless Hits with Martha and the Vandellas now.